Yeah, we're holding Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph on top. So we're trying to be Miyashiv that Rabbi Yosef Yehudi Shita, that he says, Meiser, that if you have 10 animals, then you just take out one, so that one could become Meiser, even though you didn't count the first 9. So Morseska, he holds like Abel Ozeb Ben Goimel, that he says that the din of Machshov V'nechshol Chem Truma Seichem. So the Morse says on top that Av Truma Smeiser is also in the Telus Boy made of Machshov. Trumas Meis also could be taken by Imed of a Machshova. U Meis Kai Rachmona Truma, the Torah calls Meis the same aloha like Truma. The Yasu, the Pasuk says, Ki es Meis b'nei Yisrael Ashirimu Lashem, Truma nosati l'leviyim l'nachlo. So it comes out that Meis are the same aloha like Truma, that just like Truma you could take with Machshova, just thinking that you want to separate it. And by Imed you don't have to really count it out, just estimate it. So the same thing applies to Meister also. And therefore he holds that the Iskish Meister Behemel and Meister Dogon, there's a Hekish, that Ma Meister Dogon, just like the Meister take off from wheat, is Nito Bo'imed Uvamachshovo, you don't have to really count out one-tenth, but it's enough just to make an estimate, or else with a Machshovo with your mind, just to think that that side, that piece on the side, should be Meister, is Af Meiser Behemel. The same thing applies to Meiser Behemel also, is Nito Behemel of a Machshava. You can take it Behemel of a Machshava, so that's a Shita. So if you have 10 animals then, you just pull out one, or even with your Machshava, that you decide that one should be the Meiser, it's Chal Meiser Behemel on it. Even though you did not count the first 9, like we hold in the Mishnah. That we hold, no, we hold the Oifen to make Meiser Behemel is, first you have to count 9, then the 10th one becomes Kodesh. Yeah, this is where we're holding. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Asiri, the 10th one, Le'elof Kodesh, is Kodesh by itself. Meaning to say, if you counted 9 behemoths, and the 10th one, even though you didn't count it, it's Kodesh by itself. Like Rashi says, even though the 10th one is still left over in the deer and did not come out, you did not count it, it's Kodesh by itself. So Gemara says, Minole L'Rava, how does Rava know to say this Kiddush? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mihod the Tanya, this that we learned. Ain leyelish shakora shmoi asiri. We ought to know if you call the 10th one asiri, then it's chal meiser behema. What's going to be leykora shmoi asiri? Let's say it did not count the 10th one asiri. Minayin, how do we know to say still it's kodesh? We're going now where you counted the first 9, and the 10th one, even if you did not call it asiri, how do we know to say it's kodesh? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says asiri yia kodesh. The 10th one should be kodesh mikom akom. Mashmi, even though you don't call it Asiri, still it's Kaddish. So this should be a Raya to Rava. Samar says, no. Fidilme may be Asiri Hudalei Karya. Maybe you did not call the 10th one Asiri. But Kaddish Karya, maybe we're talking about you did call it Kaddish. You did say to it should be Kaddish. Therefore it's Chal Meister Behemer on it. But maybe if you say nothing, it's not Chal at all. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi says, no, that it could be it's not called Asiri, meant to say it does not have Kedusha to be brought for Korban. But Kodesh Karya just means to say that it has Kedusha on it, and therefore be Nechel B'mumai, but does not say clearly you can bring it for Korban. So from here would not be a proof to Rava that Rava holds, Me'elov, it's like a Chalak Kedusha, you could even bring it for Korban. So where it says true, Ela Mehor, Rava brings a proof from this Aloha. The Tanya will learn like this, Korol Luchi Asiri, of a Mishnah later. Let's say you called the 9th one by mistake, called it number 10. Then v'yotzo ha'asiri, the 10th one went out, v'loy diber, you did not say anything upon it. So lachor is ha'chi, the 9th one, necha v'mumay. Mashman has kedusha on it, that you cannot stam eat it. You have to wait till it becomes a ba'mum, and then you can eat it. V'yotzo ha'asiri ma'isar. But the 10th one that came out, even though it says v'loy diber, you did not say anything on it, that has a kedusha ma'isar behema. Even though it came out me'elov, you didn't say anything on it, it's still it's Kaddish. Samar says no. Vidilma may be Shani Hosem the Ivru Le Asiri. Here we're talking about that you counted 9, and by mistake, instead of saying 9, you called them to count the 9th one 10. But then the 10th one did walk out. Josh, you didn't call it Asiri. But the 10th one, like is Ivrure, we know clearly that's going to be the one. Inami Rels the Achvi Elavayu means you looked at it. I mean, it is said like it did walk through the deer. So Mele was the 10th one walking through. So even though you didn't call it 10, but I call upon him since it went through. So Rashi says, "Divorah le yisiri." You chose it to be the tenth one. Means shelafishiyotze b'soif tisha. Since it went out after nine, nivra meyasu. We see clearly shuasiri. The chen avi kasher ma'isa. Afreshli shle korol Hashem. Even though he didn't call it Hashem, but I call upon him since it went out the tenth one. That's enough to make it ma'isa. But here we're talking about a rov as the chiddush, where it didn't go out altogether. It stays inside the deer. So it stays inside the deer. How do we know there that it's kaddish? Or else, most of the name here also the same thing. The achvil avoyi means when it was walking out, you saw it, so you knew that was the tenth one. Maybe that's why it's kaddish. But where it stays inside the deer, maybe it's not kaddish. Smara says ela rather meho. Rava brings the proof from this halacha. The Tanya learned like this: korolachi asiri. By mistake, when the ninth one came out of the deer, you called it number ten. Omeis asiri bedir, and the tenth one died in the deer. Usually, Maisa Behemri is you bring the ten into one corral, there's a small door there, and you start letting them go out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and number 10, usually you say, Ereisa Maisa. Here, by mistake, the ninth one you call number 10, and the tenth one died inside the deer, did not go out, so there's no Yitzi at all. Still, it says here, Chi Necheba Mumai, the ninth one has the lach, it has Kedusha on it, but not Lakrova, and therefore it's Necheba Mumai, you have to wait till it becomes about Mum, and then you could debile and could eat it. But the Kulam Peturim, but all of them are potter from Maisa Behema. So why are they all potter? My time of Kulam Peturim. The Havmin is, why is the nine that went out potter from counting them over again? Lav Mishum isn't the Pshat is the Kaddish Layasiri. The Maisa, the tenth one inside the corral, has Kedusha Maisa on it. So it's like you came already the Kedusha that did Maisa Behema. And now that it died there, for good, bury it. But I call upon him, you ready Yotza, the Mitzvah's Maisa. So, because of not for Rava, so why will Yotza, since he didn't count number 10, it shouldn't have a Kedusha at all, and therefore you weren't Yotza, the din of Maisa Behema yet. Samar says no, maybe really the 10th one has no Kedusha at all. If so, why is the first 9 potter? Vedilma Diyif through Beminyan Haro. Maybe they're potter because when they went out, when you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 8, they were all fit really that there should be a 10th one coming out to be Maisa. So at the time when you counted them, so that's called the Minyan Haroi. The time when you counted this 1, 2, 3, when they're walking out, it was fit for it really to be Chala Maisa Behema. So at that time, these are potter from the mitzvah, even if it does not come out at the end that you took off Maisa Behema. Where's this proof? The Yama Rav, because Rav said like this. So again, it could be, there's no proof that this 10th one that died in the deer has Kedushas Maisa on it. It could be no, since you didn't call it Asiri, it has no Din Asiri. Why is the first 9 potter? Because when they went out through the deer, they were fit at that time that it should be a din maisa. So that gives them a ptur. To Yama Rav, Rava says like this, Minayin, how do I know to say? Yama Rava, Minyan Haro Poiter. That's Rava Talacha. That when you start counting 1, 2, 3, and at that time you had 10 in the corral, and Apipashas, you should have finished off to number 10 to make it Maisa Behema. See, even though for some reason you stop counting after whatever number, 2 or 3 or 4, but the ones that you counted have a ptur from Maisa Behema. So if on this Bryce again, there's no proof to say the 10th one is really Kaddish, it could be since you did not call it number 10, maybe it's not Kaddish. So Morris says, Ela rather meho, I'll bring you a proof of Rabba from here. The Tanya will learn like this, Koro la chi yasiri, if you made a mistake, and the 9th one coming out, you called number 10. Finished Tayir Asiri Badir, and the 10th one really still remained inside the corral. Did not come out yet. So Hachi Necheba Mumai. The 9th one has Kedusha on it. You have to wait till it becomes about Mum, and then you could eat it. So you have Asiri Meiser. It says clearly here the 10th one has Kedusha's Meiser on it. So the question is why? The 10th one did not go out yet, so why should it be Meiser? Elamai Tzaraya Terova, that the 10th one is Kodesh Meilov, even though you don't call it, even though it does not come out. Fredik Moras Tira, Ivo Tanya, we learned Chi Chulin. No, the 9th one is Chulin, it's not Kaddish at all. So Moras says, Toni, Tona Kaimid Rosh Hashis. Hatana learned in front of Rosh Hashis that Hamani, Reb Shimon Ben Yehudi. You know why the one that says the 9th one is Chulin, that goes according to Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda. The Tanya will learn like this, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda Reimer. He says over Mishum Reb Shimon, the name of Reb Shimon like this, that Af Hachi ain't a Kaddish. In this case, where by mistake you called the 9th one 10, so there's no Kedusha Chal, the 9th one at all. only el imke neker shema siri hemenu. Only if when you go to the tenth one, you do not call it number 10. Your neker shema siri hemenu. And like the Sum explained, like this, the Gemara says, he says, really, this far this way also. That's going to be a lach of the Mishnah later. We're going to see that sometimes you can make mistakes and call the ninth one 10, and sometimes you call the 10th one 10, and sometimes you call the 11th one 10. So, lach of the Mishnah says later is that the ninth one is Kaddush, but you have to wait till it becomes the Bamub, there's no Akrover on it. The 10th one is the Maisib Heimo, and the 11th one comes to be a Shlomim. Now, he learns like this, Vadin Noisin. That you call by mistake the 11th, number 10, Shavuysa Kedushah Likorav, the Lamaisa becomes a Korban Shlomim, you bring it for Shlomim. Still, the Mishnah says, Lein ain't a Kaddish, it's only Kaddish, this 11th one, Elim came Neka Shem Asiri Hemenu, meaning that when the 10th one came out, you did not call it 10. The 10th one came out, you called it 9, and you only called the 11th one 10. Then Taketz Chaldas Kedushas Shlomim on the 10th one. Is so he says the same swear applies to Chi. Is Chi the ninth one? If by mistake the ninth one coming out, you call it number 10. The lacha is what it has kedusha, not to be brought for a korban, just that you have to wait till it becomes a bamum, then you can eat it. So shein noisa kedusha lekorb. It has no way to be brought for a korban. It has less kedusha on it. If so, ainadin isn't it a swear to say shemneka shemasiri hemenu in? That when do we say the ninth one has Kedusha? Only when the tenth one comes out, you do not call it number 10. If Yoika the 10 from the 10th, then this Kedusha remains on the ninth one. But Eloi Loi, but if you're not Oiker, meaning you also call the 10th 10th, so then only the 10th remains Kaddish and can be brought for Korban, and not the 9th. So with that, we learned before that the ninth one is Chulin, that goes according to Shem Shimon Shita. In the case there was a mistake, true, you called number 9 10. But then when number 10 came out, they also called the 10. So in this case of Shimon holds, there's no Kedush at all on the ninth one. But on this, the Gemara says back, no. He had no sentence. The Gemara says back, a Svara, not like Rabbi Shimon. And that's Pshat the first price that says even the ninth one does remain Kaddish. The Gemara says, he had no sentence, just the opposite. The Svara goes like this. Echad Osar, the 11th one. Shuoi said Kedush Likarev. There, we wanted to have a Kedusha Shlomin. It could be brought for Korbin. There, the Svar is in Nekesh, Shem Asiri, Menuhin. Only when you did not call the 10th one 10. Then the 11th that you called 10 has Kedusha on it. But Eloi, if you called the 10, number 10 also, then number 11, even though you called that 10 also, does not have Kedusha. Because you wanted to give it such a strong Kedusha to be brought for Korbin, that you can't do if you called the 10th one 10. But Chi, the ninth one, if by mistake he called the ninth one 10. Shein oisa kedusha likarev. Even if you like, do not call the 10th one 10. You only remain that the ninth one should be the 10th one. Still, the ninth one has no kedusha to be brought for korban. At most, it only has kedusha on it that you have to wait till it becomes bal mum to eat it. And so, since it's a less of a kedusha, then the svar is afagav de leneke shem asir himenu. Even though you did not take away the name 10, meaning to say the 10th one you call 10, still the 9th one should have its Kedusha on it. So, therefore, that's the Pshat in the first Brice before that says the 9th one is Kaddush and you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. That since it has no Kedusha Sakrova, just as it has Kedusha, it's Nechabamumai, that remains on it even though you call the 10th one 10. In Nami the Gemara says, Echad Osar, the 11th one, the Yivru Leyasiri, that since you already had a 10th one come out already, so now by the 11th one, even though you made a mistake and call it 10, Inek Hashem Asiri Yemenu, when is the 11th one Kaddush? Only if you did not call the 10th one 10, like you were Neka the Shem Asiri from the 10th one, then the 11th one has Kedusha. But Eloi, if when the 10th one came out you called it 10, just when the 11th one came out you also called it 10, then Eloi, then it's not Chal Kedusha on the 11th, because it was already Chal Kedusha on the 10th one. Therefore, there's no Kedusha on the 11th one. But she, when the 9th one came out, and by mistake he called it 10, the Akati Lo Yivar Le Asiri, like no other one came out to be 10. If so, when the 9th one came out, if you call it 10 now, that has a Kedusha on it, that it has to be Necha B'Mumai. So the Afagav Leneke Shem Asirimenu, even though you do not take off the tenth, means when the tenth one comes out, you also call it ten, still that the ninth one remains with this Kedusha that you can't eat it unless it comes about Mum. And Sule Midr, not to talk about, like the Rabban on the right, that they say the ninth one always remains Kodesh. Now the Gemara goes back and says, Omar Rova, Minyan Haroi Poita. That the Rova before said, that the Minyan Haro, mean if you have 10 behemoths in your corral, and you want to start taking off Maisi Behemoth, so you start counting, let them go out through the small door, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then for some reason you stop right there, you don't do any more. So those four that you counted are Potter from Maisi Behemoth. That's called Minyan, that when you counted them, it was really fit for Maisi to be taken. So it's Potter. Samara says, Minole le Rov, how does Rov know to say this? Minole le Rov ho. Ilem, if you want to tell me, miho de tanan, that we learned. So again, so Gemara says, Minole le Rov ho. How does Rov know to say this? Samara says, Ilem, if you want to tell me, miho de tanan, that we learned. Kofat echad min hamenuyim le teichon. Again, we started to count, Maise Behemoth, you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one of the ones that you counted jump back into the deer, into the corral, as loch is kulam peturim. They're all potter. So, the question is why? So, Gemara says, like, menuyim gufayu, even these ones that you counted already, the yifteru, that they're potter from Maise Behemoth. What's the reason why? Because once you tell me the ones you counted already are potter, so now if they jump back into the corral, the loch always is by Maise Behemoth, it has to be Asiri Vada Yom Rachmono Vloy Asiri Sofik. If there's a Sofik, whether you have 10 to take off Maise from, send your potter, only if you know for sure Vadai. So if one of these that were counted already is potter, then it jumps back in, so you can't take off Maise Behemoth anymore from the ones inside. Because you always have to be a doubt, maybe the tenth one you're going to take out is going to be this one that already was counted before, and it's potter from Maise Behemoth. So in a suffix, you can't take off Maise Behemoth. But the question is, this one that went out that was counted and jumped back in, why is that one potter from Maise Behemoth? Is the Havamin Arish, you did not get to number 10 yet, you did not make any Maise Behemoth. So even though you counted 4 or 5, why should those 4 or 5 be potter? So Moses Lav isn't the reason is Beminyan Haro, there should be right to Rava. That since when you counted those 4 or 5, it was fit to have a din Maise Behemoth. So as soon as you count them, they become potter from Maise Behemoth, even though you didn't get around to take the 10th one out yet. So now if one of those jumped back into the corral, the din is your potter from Maise Behemoth. So Moses says no, maybe the case is Vidil Midi Osar Alavayu. The case is that 10 of them came out already, and the 10th one was Maise Behemoth. You already made Maise Behemoth. That's why the ones that came out first are potter from Maise Behemoth. But maybe if you did not have 10 come out yet, so maybe even the ones that came out will not be potter. Samar says, no, this pshat, lemotis amarta. You can't say this is the pshat over here. Why? Because at Tony we learned, min hamushon l'toicha. It's a silly case like that. That one of the ones that took off Maise jumped back in again. So that's the case we took off Maisa. Mashma the Rashi, we did not take off Maisa yet. Samar says no. The Dilma, maybe you know what the Sefer means. The Dilma my Musharim. Know what I mean to say? One of them ones that took off Maisa jumped back in again. Not one of the nine that came out, but it means to say Maisa. The Dilma my Musharim Maisa Davka. Maybe it means the tenth one that came out that you made it Maisa, which jumps back. That also makes the Ptur. So they're in two different cases. The Reisha is where one of the Menuyim jumped back in, even though it wasn't Gemaisit yet. And then it says, in the case we do make them Gemaisit, and the tenth one that you made Maisav, that one jumps back in again, also Yepotah. And Dekanam, I'll bring you proof of this chart. The Tanya says clearly in the Sefer that when the Musharim jump back, Yiro, then you cannot eat any one of those animals inside, but you have to wait to let them be raised in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you could eat them. Why? Because we're talking about, do you have a Maise Behemoth there? So that one is Kodesh, you can't eat it until it becomes a bamum. But our Kopon, so far we have no proof to Rava. It could be Pshan the Reishri that you take counted 10 animals and you made the 10th one to be Maise Behemoth. And now one of the first 9 jumped back in. So there it's Poshid the Potter from Maise Behemoth. Then the Sefer is where the 10th one jumped back in. But maybe only 4 or 5 came out and you did not make Maisa roll together. Maybe those first 4 or 5 are not potter. So we have no proof to Rava's halacha. Samura says rather Elo Amar Rav. Rav says like this. Amar Kro, the Pasuk says Yavor. It says clearly Yavor means Maitz is only now the first time you have to take it under the shevet, under the rod, like to make it Maitz of a Beloy Shechvar Ovar. Not if it once went through. In other words, if you start to count the animals as soon as they went through the door once, there's a din, you don't bring them through a second time through the door. So as long as they went through once, they have a p'tur even before Maitz was taken off. Samura says now, my shikvar over. What does it mean to say, yavar, she goes through, and none of it went through already? My shikvar over. E the osra levi, if we're talking about now where mamish 10 came out already, and he made a 10th one, maisa. Samura says, shrikhle memra, you need a drusha for that, that those 9 that you counted already, you don't do it over again. Pshita, you're ready, mekayim the mitzvah, maisa sheni from them, like you took off the maisa. So pshita those apota. What do you need a posik for? El olav, isn't the pshat is, the Yifturulu Beminyan Haro that we're talking about now, that you've counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's all. You didn't count more. And still, since they went through the count once, there's a Gzeras HaKosiv, you don't count them a second time. So Shema Minah, there's a proof to Rava that the Minyan Haro would pata. So the Gemara says, they allowed the Yifturulu Beminyan Haro, Shema Minah is a good proof. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavosa the Rava, I'll bring you a proof to Rava. It says, Hoyuloy Asarat Loyim. Somebody had 10 sheep. V'chnison l'diri, brought it into his corral. Umona chamishi, started to count 5 of them. Umeisechem mem, one of the 5 left over died. So it sounds like this. One of them died. So it depends. Im min hamenu yemeis, if one of these first 5 that he counted already died, like so what? Then moinu mashtem aleim, let him continue counting the next 5, and he'll make still meisa. But v'im mishenim menu yemes. Let's say, even though we counted 5, one of the 5 left in the corral died. So now the locher is menu yim peturim. The ones that were already counted, and at the time when you counted them, there were 10 alive. So those 5 are potter from Isabema. But v'shenim menu yim, the last 5 that are still left in the corral. So even though one died, there's 4 left. Is a mitzvah from the Goren Acher. Those are not potter from Maisa Beima. Those will have to wait until the next time, to the next Goren, until you have another 6 Beimas teared onto them. So this is a proof to Rava that the first 5 that went out, they're potter. Now, V'yama Rava also says like this, what's going to be, Ho Yuloy Yudalit Loyim, somebody had 14 sheep. V'yachnisim Ladir, you brought them into one corral, and it happened was like this. V'yotzu shishu v'pesach zeh. There were like 2 doors in this corral. So 6 of them went out through one Pesach. So at the time when they went out, Pshita was fit to have Meiser, because it could be very well another 4 would go through that door also. So those 6 that come out are potter. V'yabo v'pesach zeh. Then the next 4 went out through a different door. So when those 4 go out the other door, how many are left? There's only 4 left. So those 4 are not potter, because when those 4 went out the other door, it was never fit for them to have maisa. So therefore it's like this, and we are born nishtar rosham, and 4 animals are still left over in the corral. So it's like this, oisem arbo, these 4 left over, im bepesach hashishiyot, if they're going to go out through the same door that the first 6 went out. So very good, now you have 10 going through one door. Is noit lechemiyam, take off one of them to be maisa. V'hashar, mitzvah from the Goren. Acher, the 4 that went out the other door, they are not potter, and then you still have to wait till the next time you have a time to take off Maisa Behemah, and then we mitzvah for the ones that are born later. But v'yimlav, if the last 4 does not go out through the door of the 6, v'yimlav, so shiship turim. The first 6 that went out, they are potter, because at the time when they went out, it was fit for another 4 to go through that door. But the abor, the next 4 that went out through the other door, and the last 4 also went out through that door, it was starting from the Goren Acher. Those 8 were not fit to have Maisa Beima taken, therefore they're not potter, you have to still put them in the Goren Acher to wait till you have another time to take off Maisa Beima. Now what's going to be like this? Again, you have 14 sheep here. Yotzu abo b'pesach zeh. 4 went out through one door. So very good, at that time they're still fit for another 6 to go through. Then v'shisha b'pesach zeh. 6 went out through a different door. Still, there are 4 left open. Those 4 could go out through the second door also. So when both of these 4 and 6 went out, both really are potter. V'nishtarim v'sham abor, there are four left over in the corral. So it depends. Inoisim abor v'pesach hashishi yotza, if it goes out the same door that six went out, very good. Noitim b'mechud, take off one, you have 10 going through. And v'yashar p'turim, the other four that went out, they're also potter. Because at that time it was fit to have ma'isa b'ema. V'yimlav, let's say the four left over, does not go out through the door of the six, but it goes through the door that four went out. So, arbo v'shish p'turim. The first four and the second six that went out, those are potter. But the arbo, the last four that goes out, those are not called minin haroyu. Therefore, mitzar from the goren acher. Those last four, you'll have to wait until the next time you have another shipment to take off ma'isah beima. What's going to be yotza above the pesach zeh? Again, you have 14 behemoths, so four go out through one door. Then the above the pesach zeh, then another four goes out through another door. So now again, when both of these went out, it was always a minyan haro. It was always fifth. There were 10, like there was possible that another six should go through that same door. So they're both part of both sets of four. For nishtayr sham shisha, there's still six animals left over. So imoy sham shisha yosef pesach echod. If it goes through one door, noitom yemech, whichever door it goes through, you have ma'isa beima there for sharp turim, and the other four are apotah. V'yim lav, let's say it did not come through, sabor peturim. Mean to say, if these last six do not go through one door, but three goes through this door, three goes through that door, then you don't have ma'isa either way. So then, abor, the gisha should be abor bo p'turim. The first sets of four, the first four that went out the first door, and the second four went out the second door, those ate like a potter. Because when they went out, it was called a minyan haro. But the shisha, the last six that went out, three this door, three that door, so ma'isa, you don't have 10 going through any one door, so you can't take off ma'isa right now. But these last six, when they went through, it's not a minyan haro anymore. Therefore, they're mistar from the goren acher. Then you'll have to leave over to the next time you take off ma'isa beima. So Moshe says, "My kamash, what's the chiddush over here? The minyan haro potter. This is side to have a minyan haro, minyan that's fit is potter. If so, v'omer rova chodes in the rova already said this already one time. So Moshe says, no. Madatay, I would have thought to say, vaday minyan haro you amrinan. Where it's a vaday that you have a minyan haro, it's very good. But suffik minyan haro the chazil locha le'amrinan." Case we have four go out this door and four go out the other door. Since we're not sure the last six, which door will go through, so it's not really for sure which one, it's only a suffix, it will be fit to have ma'isa or not. So maybe that you don't say. Kamash Mulan, yes, that lema'isa, when the first four went out, it's possible for the next six to come out through that same door. Even though we don't know for sure, like in this corral, there are two doors there. So when the first four went out one door, we don't know for sure there's going to be another six coming out that door. So maybe that's not called minyan haro. Kamash Malon, yes. But since l'maisa it's possible, so it's also considered a minyan haro that would have a p'tura ma'isa beima. So Yom Rov, Rova says like this, what's going to be ho yoloi chamisha osatloi? A person has 15 animals. So l'yirm is not supposed to say evra asara. Let me separate 10 of them, v'yachnisim l'dir, and I'll put them into my corral, v'yetem emechad, I'll take off one for ma'isa beima. V'yashar p'turim, I'm only left over with five more, it's not a shiur to make ma'isa, so maybe I'm pot, I could eat them now without taking off ma'isa. You shouldn't do that. El rather, koinsim l'dir, bring all 15 into the corral, so they're all mechuyiv like teva now, that ma'isa should be taken off. Omoitzi yasara, take out 10 of them, v'noitom emechad, take off one to be ma'isa beima. If you are sure the next far they're still in the corral, mitzar from the goranach, you have to wait till the next time you take off. But already has a shame pebble on it that your mechuyev will take off mice, you can't eat it until you take off the mice. Tanya nam yachi, learn like this also. Tanya nam yachi, ho yu loy chamish osa tloim, somebody has 15 animals. Is lo yom, again, daf samach, I'm an aleph on top, lo yom, a person should not say, ever asora, let me choose 10, means I'll take out the 10 weak ones. For yetom yemecha, take off one to be ma'isa beima. For yashar, the last five strong ones, which I didn't bring into the deer yet, maybe they're p'turim for ma'isa beima. You should not do that. El rather, koinsin le deer. Bring all 15 into the corral. O moitzi asara, take out 10 of them, v'noitom yemecha. The 10th one should be ma'isa beima. For yashar, the last five left over is a mitzvah from the goranach. You have to wait with them to mitzvah from the goranach. For the Ma'ariv Otani, we learned, Tisha also Tloyim, if you have 19 animals, Lo yaymi should not say ever, asar, let me choose the 10 week ones. V'yetam emecher, I'll take off one to be ma'isav yeshap term, the next 9 apotar. El around the council of the deer, bring all 19 into the deer. Omoitzi asar, take out the first 10. V'noitel mehem echad, the 10th one, that's ma'isav ema. V'yeshap term, and the next 9 is potar for ma'isav ema. The question is why? Why is a potar, since you went into the deer, and you start out with 10 and more, all of them should have a chiyav. Of the Gemara, Tir Gemara, Rafuna Baschera. Rafuna Baschera answered this. Kaim the Rav in front of Rava Barigla means that the Reb before the Regal when they dash in Hilchos the Pesach or the Hilchos Regalim before the Regal they're like this. Bedir Shiyesh Lo Shnei Pesachim Askinim. We're talking about here. You brought these 19 animals into a corral that has two doors. V'yotzo Tishur Pesach Zeh. 9 of them went out through one door. V'tishur Pesach Zeh. 9 of them went through the next door. So the kisser, when these each set of 9 went through, it was a minyan row, because when they went through, there's still one left over that could be mashum the shir to maisa. So the heichad, this last one, chazil ochel ochel, whichever way it goes out, to make maisa behema. And therefore, the one that goes through, you take make it into maisa. And the other 9 are potter for the minyan row. That's why you potter. Ve'nechnam, if it wouldn't have been 2 doors, then avad, you still be mechui for maisa behema on the left over on the last 9. So that's the terrorist why in this case, you're potter. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.